With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House teasing some sort of presidential announcement later today. It's triggered a lot of speculation on the Internet as to what it might be. There have been a lot of wild rumors in the past few days about the president's health. That prompted Mr. Trump to post to his Truth Social account, quoting here, "Never felt better in my life." On Sunday, he was seen playing golf at his club in Sterling, Virginia. Today's presidential announcement, whatever it may be, is scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern. On Truth Social, President Trump also is declaring Washington, D.C. a crime-free zone. He's applauding Mayor Muriel Bowser for cooperating with the administration in the federal crackdown on crime. The president says it would be great if other crime-plagued cities follow D.C.'s lead. He refers specifically to what he calls crime-drenched Baltimore. And then there's Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the long holiday weekend. The departure of illegal immigrants, either self-deporting or otherwise, having an impact on the makeup of the U.S. workforce.
According to preliminary Census Bureau data analyzed by the Pew Research Center, more than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the labor force. The data includes people who are in the country illegally, but also includes legal residents as well. Researchers say that immigrants make up almost 20% of the U.S. workforce. The nation is currently seeing the first decline in the overall immigrant population after the number of people in the U.S. illegally reached an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Their summer break now over. Members of Congress have returned to Capitol Hill as of today. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 566 points. This is SRN News. Another Christian appeals to the Supreme Court.
Kathy Miller owns a bakery in Bakersfield, California, and she doesn't want to make cakes for gay weddings. The state says she has to and has kept her in court for 8 years. Now Miller is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of securing her rights. Given some of the High Court's recent rulings, she should have high hopes. In 2023, the justices decided in favor of a Christian web designer who also did not want to work on LGBT weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that references the Bible and Christianity. The Texas Tribune reports the number represents about a quarter of the state's 1,200 districts and charters and could still grow before the state publishes official data in coming months. The schools will be using the Blue Bonnet curriculum, which includes religious-infused reading lessons as well as phonics and math materials. This is SRN News. Indonesia is being racked by anti-government rioting.
Seven people have been killed as angry protesters in several cities set fire to regional parliament buildings as well as government offices in the unrest that eventually led crowds to looting and burning vehicles. That violence sparked by reports that all 580 members of the House of Representatives receive a monthly housing allowance of $3,000 a month. That allowance is some 10 times the minimum wage in Jakarta. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is planning to award former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mr. Trump announced the honor just a few days after his longtime political ally and advisor was seriously hurt in a traffic mishap in New Hampshire. More details at SRNnews.com.